from Oroville, 29th of October 2007. Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Danielle and Samuel and Andrea. Interviews by Manuel and Danielle. Well, the weather in Oroville today is sunny with blue skies after about 24 hours of steady rainfall. And the temperature this morning shows a high of 29.5 and a low of 23. Francis, how is this different than the early days, the monsoons that you experienced maybe in the early 60s, early 70s?
Well, it would be the late 60s, early 70s.
Thank you.
Well, this particular monsoon is the most plentiful that I've ever witnessed. The other one after that would be somewhere like 1990. It rained all summer long, and then we had a good fall monsoon on top of it. But this is something I've never seen before. I mean, everything is green and has been green all summer long, and it's just an exceptional amount of water that's been falling. And we used to be able to tell, you know, October 15th, it started to rain. December 12th or December 17th, it stopped raining. It was like automatic. End of July, it rained for like 5 to 10 days, you know, and everybody could get their summer crop in of, you know, ragi or kombu or black gram or something of this nature. But nobody farms anymore, one. And two, it's just, you know, it's not readable anymore. Except, you know, the Northeast did start on the 22nd of this year, of October. Other than that, it's much more rain than anything I've seen. Today is beautiful. Today, I'll take today for about another year or so. Yes, today is sunny. Yeah.
The latest issue of the Oroville Land Fund has been published and can be found in the download section of the Oroville Radio site. In this issue, the history is presented from 1964 up to the present time, giving the major points of progress as well as the vision, the mission statement, and how it all came into being, starting with the mother's vision. The following persons have completed their newcomer period and will be recommended as Orovillians if no unfavorable feedback is given within a 3-week period. Christian Ede of France, Daniel Bongard of Switzerland, Jason Stewart of America, and Sarah Waxman of Israel, and 15 people have fulfilled the criteria to join Oroville. In the absence of any unfavorable feedback from Residents' Assembly within a period of 3 weeks, they will be recommended as newcomers. The French Pavilion presents a talk by Gwen Calonne, Jean-Marc, at Cinema Paradiso, entitled The Celts. Tuesday, November 13th at 5 p.m. The Celtic civilization spread over a sizable part of Europe before the vagaries of history confined it to the western regions where it survives until today, in Ireland, Brittany, and Great Britain. Open to the outside world, but also dynamic and innovative, the Celts have excelled in many areas of art and technology. Like the Brahmins of ancient India, the priestly class of the Druids controlled the life of society. Orally transmitted, their tradition and knowledge have almost completely disappeared. The heroic and mythological accounts which were transmitted to us have been laid down in writing during the Middle Ages by Irish and Breton monks. This ancient Celtic background also appears in the medieval literature of Europe with the cycle of King Arthur and the Knights of the Grail. Portrait of Oroville, an exhibition of photographs and paintings by Chantal Goa and Coriolan Wyrock, from Saturday, 20th October, through November 5th at Town Hall. Dance space, connecting with ourselves and others, exploring, communicating non-verbally, celebrating with movement and dance, every Monday at Verite Hall from 5 to 8:45 p.m. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.